Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
The voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and you're listening to the John Jacob Schmidt Show, broadcasting live from deep within the free zones in the heart of Patriot Territory in the American Redoubt. Hope you guys had a blessed week this week, and hope you had a blessed and safe Valentine's Day. It was not safe and it was not blessed for many people. The Valentine's Day massacre, which took place in Florida. I wanted to talk about that today. So I was hoping to talk about some more upbeat things, but we are confronted with some very difficult challenges. Things that are challenging our psyche, our the makeup of who we are. And challenging our identity as Americans. And so that's what I want to talk about today. It's a little heavier. It's a heavy subject. But I think it's necessary. And I know that many have asked my opinion or my thoughts and input. And we've talked about this in the past. We've talked about how rebellious our nation has become. Turning against God and the blessing, His hand of blessing being removed from our nation, the protection being removed from our country. And we've talked about similar attacks in the past and that, well, we can expect to see more of this kind of stuff coming in the future, sadly. But what do we do with that today? Let's try to make sense of this. Let's try to work through some of these things. This segment is brought to you by Works Holsters. Works Holsters for your defense, self-defense, to protect and defend life. You must be armed and you must have it on you and on your person. And you must have it with you whenever and wherever you possibly can. Works Holsters are made right here in the American Redoubt, and they have a lifetime guarantee on all their products. So get a hold of them at works.com. It's W-E-R-K-Z.com. Okay, so this morning I was sent an article that linked out to, oh geez, what was this? I'm sorry, I'll pull that up in just a second. I've got the hyperlink here, but I don't want to open it up. Well, let me go ahead and do that. So I want to credit whoever it is that actually posted this. Blacklisted News posted this. This is the 18th school shooting of 2018, what occurred Wednesday. We are 7 weeks into the year. That means there is a school shooting every 2.5 days. There have been 30 mass shootings this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. The attack on a Florida high school on Wednesday is the 8th school shooting to result in injury or death so far this year, and the 18th incident involving gunfire in schools. The figure is more than double that of the same period last year, according to data from Every Town for Gun Safety, a group which tracks gun violence at schools and universities. Of course, they are not unbiased. They are very much an anti-gun group. But these are the figures that these folks at Blacklisted News are citing. Last year's figures show that by mid-February, there were 7 school gunfire incidents, of which 2 resulted in injuries or fatalities. The total number of school shootings for 2017 stood at 65, according to the group. So, 17 people were killed, young lives taken out, snuffed, when a lone attacker opened fire at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, Wednesday. They're going to tear that building down. It's the deadliest school shooting this year and the third deadliest in the United States in United States history. A 19-year-old former student suspected of the attack is being held on 17 counts of premeditated murder. Well, he is not suspected of carrying out this attack. He is admitted to carrying out the attack, which I'm going to talk about here in just a couple of moments. Now, what we've seen is a pattern here. The leftists, the statists, and the liberals, however you want to classify them, have been on a anti-gun, disarm the American people rampage for years, decades. And what they are not addressing is the truth, the honesty, that these shootings almost always are overwhelmingly carried out by leftists, registered Democrats, or someone else on the political left. But they demonize the conservatives, the right wing, the patriots as the reason, as the impetus for needing to get rid of these guns, to get them off the streets. And it didn't take them long before the fake news. Of course, this is, as soon as I heard it, I'm thinking, Bravo Sierra news article here. I see ABC News and I see Anti-Defamation League. Immediately, red flags are going up. The lie about the Florida shooter being a member of a white supremacist group. I mean, how many times have we seen ABC News perpetuate false stories? Well, there's no different here. And here's the problem. Once it became evident, these left-wing propagandists, anti-gun propagandists, and propagandists which are committed to demonizing conservatives, immediately tried to place a white supremacist label on this shooter. But now that it's been found out to be completely false, they refuse to retract it. As of this writing, February 16th, Paul Joseph Watson writes that the farce began when the Anti-Defamation League and the Associated Press reported that a representative of the Republic of Florida militia, a group that believes in a white ethnostate, told them that Cruz was a member of the organization. However, it quickly emerged that the story had begun as a prank on the notorious 4chan messaging board after members had convinced another individual, Jordan Jareb, to falsely tell the media that Cruz was an affiliate of the white supremacist group. This was then picked up by the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, and the Associated Press, and reported as fact. Of course, ABC's running with it. In reality, Cruz was never a member of the group, which is based in Tallahassee, about 430 miles from where the shooting took place. This Jareb himself later said the whole thing was a misunderstanding based on him not having slept for 2 days, and claimed that he also claimed that subsequently Elvis Presley was also a member of the ROF. So once they realized that this was a lie, that he was not tied to any white supremacist group, they refused to retract it. So he was not affiliated with a white supremacist or right-wing or otherwise conservative or patriot group. So who was he affiliated with? Who is he? Who was he? Well, he's a communist. He's a communist revolutionary. Here is a picture that we acquired of him with his fist in the air, wearing a Communist Party t-shirt. And there's the hammer and sickle, there's Stalin, there's Castro, there's Lenin, there's Mao Zedong, there's Marx on this red t-shirt. Well, isn't it interesting also to note that where we got this from was a Facebook page, or what was this? It must have been Facebook. Laguna Beach Antifa. Laguna Beach Antifa posted this yesterday. No, the day before yesterday. One of our patriots in the listening audience snatched this up screenshot it, and send it to me. And this is what the Laguna Beach Antifa says. Please don't RT this picture of Nicholas Cruz wearing the Antifa shirt. We don't need any more bad press. Hashtag Broward County, hashtag Florida school shooting. And there's a picture of the shooter, the murderer, the communist revolutionary, and they're trying to hide it. They're trying to cover it up. He's wearing a communist shirt. Now, Pamela Geller and Alerts USA also had a posting on Instagram stating that he may have had ISIS or ties to Following CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. But what they did post, I have not seen evidence of this. We're still looking for it. You have to be careful with these things. We did post her article, a link to her article on Facebook, on Radio Free Redoubt's Facebook page. But admittedly, we're not seeing hard evidence linking him to CARE or any Islamic group. But there is evidently a influence, potentially. On his Instagram page, he's got pictures of with guns and little memes, things related to firearms, which apparently this Instagram page has since been pulled. But there is one meme that he has posted on there. It basically looks like a screenshot of what Allahu Akbar. It looks like a Google search for what does Allahu Akbar mean. And there is the definition of it. So there's no proof of a link to any type of group or ties to any group. But there's definitely the potential for Islamic influence. Why he has Allahu Akbar posted on his Instagram page. And since it's been taken down, there's no way to explore further other types of influences that have been on here. I've not heard anything as of this time, anything from ISIS or anything like that posting on social media, taking credit for it or celebrating this their warrior for carrying this out. But what's interesting, though, is he's clearly is identifying himself as a communist in his photographs. And if you recall a couple of weeks ago, one of Representative Matt Shea's slides highlight this, the Soviet Islamic terror threat. And here's a quote by Carlos the Jackal saying, only a coalition of Islamists and Marxists can destroy the United States. So are we beginning to see the convergence of Marxist communists and Islamists influence now kind of joining forces, two godless forces, evil, joining together? Well, we can't really tell from this, although we do have a communist revolutionary, Antifa, what the Antifa is saying, that he's wearing one of their shirts. Please don't put this out on the internet, guys. We don't need bad press. And he's got Allahu Akbar on his Instagram page. Does that mean that he was ISIS influenced? No, but this is something that we need to take seriously and watch very closely. If you remember, last year, in October of 29th, there were several articles, Jihad Watch, I just pulled one up, Jihad Watch covers this, where Antifa and other leftist groups met in Germany with Al-Qaeda and ISIS leaders to plot Trump's destruction. Do you remember this? The FBI was all over this. It was a secret investigation. And this article here is by Robert Spencer. But there's a journalist who discovered this. Andrew Andrew McCabe on July 11th, 2017. Okay, it was delivered. This FBI report was delivered. So let me back up a little bit. These hard leftist groups, although they claim to be against fascism, are fascist to the core, wanting to shut down violently, if necessary, anyone who disagrees with them. They claim to be against hate, but are more hateful than anyone. And so they see natural allies in Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. Both hate the West, both hate the U.S., both hate Judeo-Christian tradition, so they see each other as kindred spirits. Now, this was the exclusive report that this Robert Spencer is referencing in this article. He says, U.S. left-wing groups traveled to Germany for the G20 summit last July to meet with Al-Qaeda and ISIS leaders and plot the destruction of President Trump. Secret FBI investigation reveals. That's who I was looking for. Ed Klein. Okay, so Ed Klein is the former editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine and the author of numerous bestsellers, including his fourth book on the Clintons, Guilty as Sin, in 2016. His latest book is All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump. That was supposed to have been released last October 30th of just this last fall. I've not picked up a copy of that yet. But a secret FBI investigation of the violent resistance movement on college campuses against President Trump has led to an alarming discovery. The collusion between American anarchists and Antifa and foreign terrorists in the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, according to a confidential informational report by FBI field offices. There's clearly overwhelming evidence that there are growing ties between U.S. radicals and the Islamic State, as well as several ISIS offshoots and splinter groups. That's what was stated in this FBI field report. Now we see an Antifa member goes on a shooting rage, the third most deadly school shooting in U.S. history, the worst shooting in 2017, and the worst in Florida history for school shootings. And he has Allahu Akbar on his Instagram page and other pictures of him wearing communist shirts with the Communist Party and leaders from communist leaders on his t-shirt. So he's not suspected of doing this. He admitted to doing that. We're going to talk about that and some of the ramifications when we come back. So stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Number three on our list of obligations is to understand socialism and all the cunning disguises in which it presents itself to the American people. Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist. This is a very vitally important need. Thousands of good, loyal Americans have been duped into actually aiding the communist, simply because they did not look carefully before they joined some high-sounding venture, or before they more or less blindly advocated some course of action.
It makes me livid when I hear the anti-self-defense thugs and their minions in the government, in the media, and from Hollywood talk about common sense gun regulation or reasonable measures to keep criminals from getting their hands on guns. Fortunately, the pro-Second Amendment Americans vastly outnumber the hopeful slave makers. Still, they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Since they can't ban combat rifles or handguns outright without starting the Second American Revolution, they change their tactics. These appear as soft tactics, but their end goal is the same: disarm the American people. And their sights are set specifically on the middle class. These tactics are licensing and registration. This creeping gradualism is nothing short of tyranny, and has historically always led to confiscation. If they were honest with you and me, and especially themselves, they would acknowledge their measures do nothing to reduce crime. But then, reducing crime was never their goal. Vladimir Lenin said, "A system of licensing and registration is the perfect device to deny gun ownership to the bourgeoisie." But I say, never register or license your arms, and never give them up. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Welcome back to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. I want to thank our sponsor for this segment, RiverfrontSuites.com. If you're looking for a place to just to lay low while you are looking for property in the area to get strategically relocated here, if you've not already, just need a weekend to get away, check out RiverfrontSuites.com. Beautiful little place on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. That's about 50 to 55 minutes south of, about 45 to 50 minutes south of Coeur d'Alene, if you're wondering. RiverfrontSuites.com. Okay, now, where I left off, this little dirtbag was not suspected of carrying out this crime. He admitted it. He has admitted guilt. Of course, the defense, they're trying to say that he wants to admit his guilt so he can confess and try to avoid the death penalty. Of course, I'm wondering why. I mean, and now what's the point of even having a trial? He admits it. He confesses. Once you have the confession, you have guilt. Find him guilty and then sentence him. And of course, you know, if I had my way, he'd be hung in the public square and it'd be broadcast on public television, primetime television. And he would be left there to rot with a sign hanging around his neck saying, Communist Revolutionary Murderer number 318. And not his name. His name should be stricken from the history books, in my opinion. That's how these people should be. Well, that's putting it nicely. What should happen to these people? But he even planned his escape. He told the detectives that he had, of course, so completely blows away any potential insanity plea. He calculated this, the ammunition, the magazines, the careful planning, including afterward, he stashed the AR-15 on site, on the premises, and blended in with the crowd running out of the school, posing as a student fleeing. Later on, they captured him. So, for Finkelstein's office, which is Finkelstein is the name of this attorney, the key will be showing jurors that Cruz had such a wretched life that he does not deserve to be sentenced to the death penalty. That's wretched life is precisely why he should have the death penalty. Because he is obviously demonic. Cruz, who was adopted as a child along with his brother, had a history of lashing out in his Parkland neighborhood. Police were repeatedly called to his home because of his erratic behavior, neighbors told the media, and he liked to torment animals. You know, it doesn't matter. I should say, instead of not because of his wretched lifestyle, why he should hang, it's because of the deliberate and calculated malice aforethought, or his murderous actions, snuffing the lives of innocent people, young people, and at least two or three teachers. We cannot tolerate this, but we seem to be tolerating it. Of course, the answer on the left is to blame the guns, blame the firearms, and to disarm the rest of us who do not have a propensity for crime. And right now, this is the time, because in this political climate, I'm telling you right now, we need to begin arming ourselves now while the firearms are abundant and while they are cheap. Because things are going to change when President Trump is no longer in office and the political pendulum swings hard to the left and the anarchists and the leftists and the communists are then empowered. You had better have the means to defend yourselves. The way that we are going, looking at history and the history of nations and the turmoil that we've been exempted from so far, is very probably going to come to an abrupt end in our lifetimes. Right here, we have the far left group, a far left group calling for the murder of Republicans. Posting, dear crazed shooters, the GOP has frequent baseball practice. a far-left group on Facebook, is calling for people to murder Republican lawmakers who support the NRA as revenge for the Florida school shooting. So they said, "Dear crazed shooters, the GOP has frequent baseball practice. You really want to be remembered? That's how you do it." Signed, "Americans tired of our politicians bathing in the blood of the innocent for a few million dollars from the terrorist organization NRA." The terrorist organization. Terrorism is the advancing of a political cause or an ideological cause through force and fear and military action, guerrilla paramilitary action. That's terrorism. Force and violence to advance your cause. What these guys are calling for is terrorism. It's precisely to go against Republicans who support the Second Amendment, to call for the murdering of them, is terrorism. So FBI, what are you doing about it? Because apparently this was posted, still up on Facebook and not taken down. Unbelievable. He said, "You remember the shooting at the Republican baseball game?" Asks another post, "One of those should happen every week until those NRA-funded SOBs do something about this." Do something about this. What? Ban firearms? Has any law stopped a mass shooting so far? And in fact, there's this article that just came out in CBS Local out of Minnesota that more Minnesotans own guns and violent crime remains low. They're actually having record low crimes and record high gun ownership. And so now bulletproof backpacks are selling faster than they can keep them in stock. Most of them, according to an article in the Daily Mail, are going to Florida. We'll talk about more of this. There's more. But the hostility against conservatives and Republicans calling now for shooting of lawmakers who support the Second Amendment. They're calling for shooting of Christians and patriots in other forums. And we're going to talk about this. There is a fight coming. We didn't look for it. We're not picking it. But we're going to have to stand and face it. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Radio Free Redoubt for our weekly podcast. God bless. Have a great weekend.